Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. There are a number of things that are occurring this week that we are grateful that we are able to have and offer. There's Bible studies following worship service along with Sunday school. We have a study on Wednesday morning. We continue to study in the Psalms. There's the Thursday afternoon Bible study, and our church council is also meeting this Thursday. So we are grateful for all these opportunities to look to what God has given to us and how we can continue to seek to spread the good news of our Savior in our communities and beyond. This morning's worship service, we are following Divine Service Setting 1 on page 151 in the Lutheran Service Book. Our first hymn is numbered 902. Have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
O most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please speak with me responsively the introit. The cords of Sheol entangled me.
The snares of death confronted me.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord.
From this temple, he heard my voice.
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
For you save a humble people.
But the haughty eyes you bring down.
You have equipped me with strength.
And made my way blameless.
For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations.
And sing to your name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The cords of Sheol entangled me.
The snares of death confronted me.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord.
From his temple, he heard my voice.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
You.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The Testament reading for this ninth Sunday before Easter is found in the book of Exodus, the 17th chapter, beginning at the first verse. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me with the gradual. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put your trust in you, for you have not forsaken those who seek you. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, 24th verse, through to the 10th chapter, 5th verse. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to
to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite you to be seated at this time as we continue with a children's message for those children that are present this morning. I don't see any young legs sprinting to the front, but I do see one coming. Oh, there we are. Good morning. It is a good morning. How are the two of you doing today? Good. So we just were hearing a little bit the message that God has given to us in 1 Corinthians as Paul was writing the Corinthians. It talks about racing. Have either of you competed in a race or a different competition? Yeah, and you know, if we're competing, where do you like to find yourself at the end of the competition? Just having finished the race, or do you like to have finished it maybe and be one of those that was first, or maybe the first? Are you sometimes competitive that way? Yeah. We like to be those that get there, and you know, there's times when we're competing, we compete for first place. We compete so that we would win the competition. But when it comes to God, and when it comes to life everlasting that God promises, is it a competition like a race? It's not, is it? You know, does God only have prizes for the first 10 people? No, God doesn't limit his prizes. And, well, we're talking about the prize of eternal life, right? Yeah, is that prize limited to 10 people? 100? 1,000? No, it's not limited to a number of people. But there is a way that the prize is limited. Do you know how that prize is limited? How do you qualify for that prize? How will you have eternal life? And who is it guaranteed to? Do you remember John 3:16? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should have everlasting life." So we believe, we have faith in Jesus. And that is what determines the recipients of the prize of life everlasting, right? When we have faith, when we believe, that means that we will receive the prize that God has promised. Life everlasting, forgiveness of all of our sins. So should we try to make sure that we get there but other people don't? No, we want to see them receive the same prize as us, right? We want to see them finishing the race and receiving that prize with us. So we in the church, we look to spread the good news of Jesus, letting them know about the Savior that has died for them, that they can believe in. So let us say a word of prayer at this time as we thank God for the prize that He has waiting for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus, who brings life to all who believe in Him. Who brings life to all who believe in Him. Help me continue to trust in my Savior. Help me continue to trust in my Savior. And share this good message with others. And share this good message with others. That they too may inherit life everlasting. That they too may inherit life everlasting. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up, and our congregation is going to continue by singing hymn 761. Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Exodus chapter 17. Here we see the people of Israel having already left Egypt, having left what had been their homes. Now they are traveling. And well, like I find myself at times when I'm going quite a distance, I find myself getting maybe hungry or thirsty. How many of you find that to be one of the common things you experience while traveling, especially if it's quite a distance? Well, you're not alone. If you look, we see the people of Israel on their travels, they're going, and all of a sudden, we hear that they've moved, they're going on, but there is no water for the people to drink. They're thirsty, right? If you've been walking, traveling, yes, you will get thirsty. You'll get hungry also, because this is what our body requires. We have bodily needs. We need water. We need food. We need that so that we can continue to grow, keep journeying, to keep working. And so, without water, the people, well, they start grumbling. They would like some water to drink. And I can tell you this has occurred in my vehicle as we're going. I've heard, is there anything to drink? Coming from the back seats. I want something to drink. Well, we don't have anything. Well, they let me know that just telling them we don't have it isn't going to solve the problems. And so Moses is leading the people, and they come to him in want, in need for water. And then the grumbling. Why do we have to go so far? Why have you taken us out of Egypt? Is it so that you can kill us here and our children and all of our livestock with thirst? Why do we have to go so far in the car? I just wanted to stay home today. Yeah, grumbling. We've all heard it, and maybe it's even been heard coming out of our own mouths and from our own lips. We're not happy. We're in need, or it is one of the wants that we have. And how often does this occur in our lives? Not just with water, but in other aspects. The job that we have, the people that we know, those that are leaders over us. There are times where we look at it and we see that things are lacking and we grumble because we have needs and it seems as though our needs are not being met. And yet, our needs are being met. We talk in the Apostles' Creed about believing in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Luther's explanation, he talks about what it is that God has created. He has made me. And he's given me all that I need, my eyes, my ears, my members, my senses. He gives to us food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, land, animals, good government, good weather, everything that we need. And yet we can still find ourselves like the children of Israel, grumbling when some of those needs are not met quite as quickly or quite the way that we want them to be met. But yes, God has created all, and he's given to you and to me those things that we truly do need. He makes a way and helps provide for them. He put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he gave to them the fruit of the trees to eat. They had the waters from the rivers to drink. After the flood, he gave additionally to Noah and his descendants the animals to eat also. Plants and animals. And beyond that, God continues to provide for all of our needs. Yes, both of body and especially of soul. God provides. Exodus reminds me, yes, the connection to the people of Israel being led out of Egypt by God, being freed. The Passover, the lamb that was sacrificed, a lamb that is reminds me of the lamb that was sacrificed when Abraham had been commanded to sacrifice his son Isaac on the mountain that the Lord brought him to. He brought his very own son and was willing to do what God had commanded, and yet God graciously provided a ram to substitute that son. And that place was known as the mount where God provides. He provides for you and for me. And it wasn't just Isaac that was spared by sacrifice of another, but it is all who have sinned, who because of our sins owe to God a debt of our very own life for each and every sin. But yet, similar to Isaac, God provided for you and for me what John referred to as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, gave himself up to death upon a cross, bearing your sins, fulfilling the need that you have to be freed from sins and its penalties, being rescued and being restored to God, your Heavenly Father, who created and loved you. Even since the beginning of creation, God does provide for all of our needs. God provided for the people of Israel water, trying to help teach them to look to him for any and for all of their needs. For yes, life here upon this world, God provided food and water to sustain them in this earthly life. But this God that provides for us here in our earthly life also provides for life everlasting. And that we receive through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we gather and receive the assurance that yes, God provides. In the sacrament of the altar, the Lord's Supper, we receive Jesus' very body and blood, assuring us that our needs have been met. God has heard our cries for help. He has heard our pleas for mercy, and he has delivered to us his Son and gives to us the very body and blood that show us how faithful God is. Faithful today, tomorrow, for all of our needs, not just water, but also our needs for a clean heart, a soul without sin tainting it. This God has given to you and to me through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to know a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who provides. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to stand and speak with me the words that confess our faith in our triune God as we speak together the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Master of the vineyard, look kindly on your church as she gathers around word and sacrament, that she would faithfully listen to Jesus and bear spiritual fruit 100-fold. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Master of the vineyard, send forth laborers into your harvest and sustain those whom you have sent. Keep your whole church mindful at all times of the gracious favor you have bestowed on us in the Beloved, that we may serve you with faithful labor in our vocations, especially as hearers of your saving word. Lord, in your mercy. Master of the vineyard, you call us by grace to work and live in your kingdom, not as slaves, but as sons of the Most High and brothers of Christ. Work graciously through the teaching and example of fathers and mothers to preserve the faith of children and help them grow in Christ until life's end. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Master of the vineyard, you have established all authority on the earth. Bless all public servants, especially Donald, our president, our governor, and all, that they would fulfill their offices with wisdom and compassion. Lord, in your mercy. Master of the vineyard, graciously regard all for whom we pray, especially Glenn, Tracy, Leroy, Perry, Gary, Dick, Corey, and Marlene. Give them contentment to take what you send them and go their way confident that whatever is right, you will give them, since you work all things together for the good of those called according to your purpose. By the gracious gift of Christ, relieve them of their sorrows. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Master of the vineyard, bless all who eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, that through their participation in the sacrament of the altar, they would receive forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Master of the vineyard, you have called us by grace into the labor of your vineyard. Give us strength to labor well, sanctified by your word and spirit, and mindful of the coming evening of this world, when you will return and reward those who serve in your church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray. Grant that we would look to you for every blessing and to your Son for our salvation. Deliver us from all adversity and preserve us in faith until the last. To you alone be all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. I invite you to be seated at this time as our ushers come forward to gather the tithes and offerings. Please stand. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Now
God's house in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of glory and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sins and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us to do in his own testament. Together, gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us to you alone. O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember your confession, your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
The sin of the
world has
mercy on us.
Amen.
true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.